BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello. Shall we have a weekend? Hi, Andre.
Hi. Hello, Scott. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you, fine.
Now, you want to be in our film, do you?
I would like to be, on the credits of your film.
On the credits?
Yes.
Yeah, because we're asking what people will do to spread the word to get on the credits of this movie. They're going to be some long credits, but that's fine.
Yeah.
What would you like to be in the film, like, on the credits? You can't have key grip. Everyone wants that.
Maybe a position of dubbing or... dubbing of the subtitles. I can make the subtitles or even translate into the Russian.
You want to translate into Russian?
Yes.
Are you an actual Russian yourself?
Yes, I'm Russian myself, yes. Living in London quite a long time.
This is brilliant news.
Yeah, enjoy your show every evening as I'm driving.
Thank you.
So, the Russian population is quite big, in the world. I mean, it's almost one-sixth, one-seventh of the world.
Absolutely.
We can go worldwide with your movie.
Worldwide?
So how would... So, say the Radio 1 movie in Russian so that we get an idea of how it would sound.
Radio 1 film.
Yes.
Yeah, in Russian.
Film, film. It's a Russian film. Yeah, Radio 1 film.
Yes.
Are you really Russian?
Yes, I am.
Yes, say hello in Russian.
Здравствуйте.
Yeah, that's true. Say goodbye.
До свидания.
До свидания, that's also right.
Can you say, I'll have a cup of tea, please?
Могу я, пожалуйста, чашечку чая?
No, I believe him now. You don't believe him?
No, that's true, yeah. Easily, I can translate it from the text.
But it's a bit of a problem if you can't say the Radio 1 movie in Russian, because that's the title of it.
Can you say that for us now?
Radio 1 movie. Because, they use word movie in Russian language, in Russian interpretation, in Russian words.
So, same.
Movie,
Movie, same.
Movie, But actually, it's called film. In Russian, it's called film.
Do you think it would be popular in Russia, this film?
It all depends. There's so many Russian-speaking people here in the UK, so why not?
So you could provide us with some Russian subtitles, maybe?
Easily.
And what would you like to be on the credits? We do have Marine Specialist going, if you want
to. Marine Specialist, I don't know, Translator or Dubbing Engineer.
Dubbing Engineer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Absolutely fine, that one's going.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
So, let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. So, what's your name?
My name is Andrei Lysenko.
And you are on the credits, I can confirm that.
Thank you, sir.
Love you, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Noel Clark is here. Hi, Noel.
Hello.
Now, you will know Noel from Kidulthood and Adulthood, and he's been in Doctor Who and loads of other things.
Loads of things.
Casualty.
Casualty.
Yeah.
Holby. Have you?
Yeah.
Were you a patient or a...
No, I wanted to be a patient. I ended up being a reporter.
Right.
Called Paul Lang, who worked for the local press.
Did you solve the case or whatever?
It didn't really get to that. I just had to ask one question. It was a small part.
Sounds about the size of my part when I was in it.
Really? What were you?
I was a a patient.
Were you?
Who died, yeah.
Oh, you died?
Yeah, so you got to do the rounds. See, all people acting, you have to do the rounds, you know. You got to do the rounds before you...
Grim.
You know, graduate.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you're a filmmaker, you're a screenwriter, a director, and an actor.
Sure.
What happens in the run-up to a premiere? Because, obviously, we're making this film, which is apparently being finished today. Nothing like leaving it to the last minute,
yeah,
is
there? Yeah, I was going to say, aren't films normally, like, finished weeks before the premiere?
Yeah, yeah. It should be finished a couple of months, maybe, before the premiere. But, you know.
Would you
yeah.
be worried if you were doing a film?
Yeah, 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 yes. I would be very, very worried. I think the distributor would be very worried as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if it's not finished on the Friday before the Wednesday yeah. premiere.
When's it showing? Wednesday. When do you finish? Tuesday night. We'll get it. Yeah, finish it Tuesday night.
So what happens in the run-up to the premiere? Do you do lots of interviews?
You do lots of interviews. You contact a few people and see if you can maybe get some nice clobber to wear and whatnot. And then you prepare. Get ready.
Do you get free stuff?
Occasionally. I tend not to accept free stuff.
Really?
Yeah, generally. I've been offered good stuff, you know, sometimes like cars and whatnot. I say no.
Oh.
Because I needed a car when I was poor and I wasn't given one.
Yeah.
So you can keep your car, I can buy my own now.
Oh, I quite like that.
I don't think you're going to get a car between now and next Wednesday.
No, I don't think so either, but it's good of you to, you know.
Yeah,
that.
Well, you know, the offer's on the table.
Yeah, yeah. And at a premiere, what kind of happens? Because obviously everyone sees the red carpet stuff.
Yeah.
And as the stars are walking in, what happens when you're inside? Because most people won't know this.
So you go inside. And then there's a whole bunch of people standing around talking. Oh, good to see you. Oh, I haven't seen you for a... Oh, wonderful. Oh, I love your dress. All that nonsense. Then sometimes there's another board inside where you take more pictures.
Right.
Which usually has, like, the logos of the sponsors and the film again. And then what will happen is that sometimes the cast will be then separated, the main cast. So everyone takes their seats and the main cast are separated. And then they have to come out through the side door and they're at the front and everyone goes, look, it's the main cast of the film, and they all clap themselves and applaud themselves and go, weren't we brilliant? We made
we were fabulous, darling.
Yeah. Oh, we'll be good at that.
Yeah. We were fabulous. Now watch our film and congratulate us more.
Okay, right, cool. So they do a little speech.
Yeah, you should do a little speech and then the film tends to start. If you have a really good soundtrack or main theme track, sometimes that artist might play their track or sing the track before the film, or you'll show the video and then you start the movie.
Be honest with me, Noel, do you stay for the whole movie?
I do, every time.
You do?
Every time, yeah. I know people that don't, they do their little speech and they're gone.
Out the back door,
yeah,
isn't
it? I never do that, I stay all the time.
I actually saw, I think it was Tom Cruise at a premiere once, and it was quite embarrassing because I was sat quite next to him and I actually fell asleep during the film, snoring quite loudly.
I don't believe you, man.
Seriously. But he literally...
Did
he
nudge her?
He wasn't that close. For the 10 minutes he was there, he seemed to really enjoy his own film. But I guess he'd probably seen it a few times before.
Yeah, probably. But he does one of those clever ones. He can get away with getting out early. Because everyone goes, wasn't he nice shaking hands for 4 hours before
he
started?
He does that thing where he talks to people's mums on their phones, doesn't he, outside for ages.
And then everyone's like, oh, it was amazing. Where's Tom?
Yeah, you see, that's good. He's got that down.
He's in the burger bar down the road or something.
So we're thinking of starting our own film festival because we can't really enter Cannes. Mm. Or, you know, Sundance. So we're thinking of starting the Carlisle International Film Festival, which is going to take place on Wednesday. And obviously, because it's our
every
own...
Every year, or Wednesday every year.
Just Wednesday every year.
Yeah.
But because it's our own festival, we'll, of course, sweep the board and win everything.
Well, you may not. There's always controversy at these things, you know.
Even
if you're the only film, you still might not win everything.
Really?
Yeah, you know, stranger things have happened.
So, obviously, you've won a BAFTA and stuff.
Yeah.
Is it that thing when you're in the award ceremony of having to pretend that you're happy for a lot of people? Like, oh yeah, you see it at the Oscars. When,
well, I was fully intending to not pretend at all, but then luckily I won.
Yeah, exactly.
So I didn't have to do that kind of thing.
But there's lots of people going, yeah, really well done.
It's great, man. Isn't he fantastic?
I'm going
to break that award over his head when I see him at the back.
Yeah. And have you been to many film festivals?
No, weirdly, my some people say quite rightly, but weirdly, my films actually don't get into any festivals. Literally, they've kind of never been accepted.
Really? Why?
I have no idea. I think they're kind of... They may be slightly too commercial for the festival circuit, but then they're not commercial enough to be, like, you know, like Tintin or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So they kind of fall in this weird place where festivals go, oh, darling, they're too commercial for us. Yeah. And then, you know.
So to get accepted into a proper one, do we need to do something a bit pretentious?
Yeah, I think...
To have subtitles in check or something.
Yeah, yeah. I think for us to do a film to get accepted, we should do a film where a woman stands by a sink for 53 minutes.
Brilliant.
And then on the 54th minute, she puts a fish and starts washing the fish.
Yeah.
Festival film. Really? We'll probably win 10 awards. We'll win in Berlin.
I've seen a few of those.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, everyone comes out of the cinema and discusses what she was actually doing with
fish. Well, you know, what she was doing with the fish, darling, was actually, it was a play on society and cleanliness of, that kind of stuff.
There's a place in Southampton where I'm from where I used to go. It's quite an arty cinema and literally it is that.
Like, they spend like 4 hours talking about it.
Yeah.
Win every award that's going.
Yeah. Then in the bar afterwards, it's like, when he was riding that bike, what do you think that actually meant?
Yes, you know, on the fourth pedal, he scratched his left knee, and I completely believe that what that means is, it's that kind of stuff.
Right.
Sweep the boards at all the award shows, not make a penny in the box office, but everyone loves it.
To be fair, I think ours is a bit too commercial. I don't think we're going to be entered for any. Here's a question. For the credits, would you be an executive producer, just so we can say Noel Clarke, executive producer?
If you want to put me down, I'll have that, if you want to put me down.
Is that all right?
Yeah, go on then.
I like it you've not even seen it, and it could be awful.
Nah, if you're involved, it won't be awful.
Well, you
we'll sweep
that.
The boards at that Carlisle Awards.
Yeah, at the CIFF. listen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
What are you up to at the moment?
Right now, I'm filming Fast Girls, which is a film that I am one of the writers on. It's about the female 4x100 meter relay team, which is supposed to come out just before the Olympics,
right?
You know, and fill us all with hope before we lose everything.
Yeah, there is that.
And there's supposed to be a rom com coming out next year and a horror, both of which I'm one of the writers on as well. And in so hopefully they'll all be dropping.
And you'll be in them as well.
Yeah, they've all been shot already. So hopefully they'll all drop it.
You don't strike me as a rom com kind of guy.
Ah, well, you see, this is where you know you're going to be surprised next year, because we've got rom com, horror, and sports. Yeah.
Is Jennifer Aniston any of them?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, she just likes a rom com.
I tried to get her in Fast Girls, but she didn't want to wear the little panty GB, Team GB stuff, you know?
Is that right?
Yeah. No, that's not right. I mean, wouldn't that have been cool if we got her in that little GB kit?
Wouldn't it, though?
Oh, goodness.
Or just the email back from her agent going, Jennifer would not like to wear the
GB
little pants.
Yeah, this is what she's got to wear. See if she says yes.
Listen, Noel, thank you for all the advice today.
No worries, man.
And, I'm looking forward to this premiere next week.
Fantastic.
And if you get a chance to see it, then do let me know what you think. You can be honest.
I was hoping I'd be invited to the premiere, but obviously,
Yeah, it's a bit late.
Awkward. Let's brush over this.
Anyway, that was going quite well at that point, wasn't it? Thank you very much, Noel.
No, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
Cheers.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.